to this.
Okay.
All set?
Cool. All right, it is PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this.
Yeah.
So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype and right, so I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in line that my coach was saying to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm the secretary, and I'm therefore taking the minutes. And so, just to go, just real briefly to go over minutes from last meeting, I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it.
That's not you.
No. this is very high-powered stuff here. A little clicking. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer, from Nathan and Ron and Sarah, about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with their voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote since you could just use your voice. It would include some mostly just the simple design features for television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. The UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sort of back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of the things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on and off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We decided those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slide-out panel here. And you can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in, and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming out. Why not? Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
It's important to, we talked quite a bit about the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
And we call it fruity.
Appropriate.
Okay. Right. Of course, that's interchangeable, and I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued. But this is kind of something that can be done. And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device.
Oh, right.
On the top. So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with regards to our market. Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot. available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Worried about the materials. It is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not going to break like some types of plastic if it's dropped. And of course, as you can see, and if you touch it, it does have that nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, it actually is edible inside.
In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah,
this is actually an apple on the inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It's encased and then you
okay. It's preserved in
the Yeah. We got a bit ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions at this point or anything like that, but
it's a couple years off at least.
A possible new product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether that whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, looking at about, what was our goal? It was €12.50. And this actually came in at about €11.99. So I was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons. But we just went for a classic rubber button.
Mm-hmm.
And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Right.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, the voice recognition. In a lot of ways, it's just a simple remote. And I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get it even cheaper.
Did you talk about the voice recognition option?
Oh, no. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
So on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. And I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user.
Cool.
Any questions?
No. Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those going to be developed later once we see how the couple we have go? Or
do you want to answer this one? Do you want me to answer?
Well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I was expecting a prototype.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, as you can see, this is just a most superficial layer. And it'd be very easy to put another layer.
Just
something else.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips. And then you put a new plate on top of that. So, I mean, there are, we definitely priced out a spongy, even spongier, non-natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color scheme with kind of the light orange.
It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate. Because it's simple enough that in the factory, we could very easily put a different one on. It locks into place such that, you know, it's pretty permanent. But at the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go the faceplate way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's still an option.
Yeah.
Very cool. Nice job.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. That's very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I was just given this by finance. I have to spreadsheet the parts and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just gonna clear this out real quickly. But it looks like so we'll just if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right. We didn't really touch
battery?
On that, but it's in there, yep.
With the back, okay.
The voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
Clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's just making use of the same space and the same materials, but.
In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess, would be the general.
Yeah, one big curve, I guess you could say.
And we've got a rubber skin material basically throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces.
Yeah.
Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, or a rubbery type material.
Yeah, special.
Yeah.
And so I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah,
I like to think of it as unconventional.
Yes. So it looks like
at 16.
A bit over.
Oh,
budget.
Doesn't match up, does it?
So what we could do, perhaps, a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells, or take out the backup battery.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think that if we were talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental and without the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that, you know, what the cell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it, you see, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're going to have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and saying, oh, look, my remote isn't working. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
People would be really upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
Well, it's difficult. We have all these things integral to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It have to be, seems like we have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Yeah.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this is like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done my math correctly.
You might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. I mean, that's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's what we started from, so. I don't know, and I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself in the business structure and model here. And,
right.
You know, I think
it's either or.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell.
Yeah,
I
guess we might have to do that.
Option.
It's the only way we're going to get below our goal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
1250.
Because we can't remove the push buttons because they're.
Yeah.
yeah.
And we can't get rid of the. I mean, removing the. Changing the case wouldn't be so much of a.
Savings.
Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but yeah.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that was a good compromise you brought forward, sir.
Right. Moving along swiftly, so I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow.
That'll be me, Core?
Ah, of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That would be great, thank you. I didn't even do that on purpose either. Okay, basically I was just evaluating, from what we know of how our product's working right now, with the criteria that we set at the beginning of, these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things, does it fulfill its function as a remote? Is the design what we wanted it to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hope they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is gonna take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall we're heading in the right direction.
Really good.
So.
Like that spongy feel?
Yeah. It looks like it's going along well, so.
Six.
Function works well, that's good to hear.
We're good,
we
yeah.
We worked hard on that one.
We did.
Yeah. It's, I think eventually if we do branch out with this product, maybe we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff. But for now, what we've got is working in the range we need it for, so it's all good.
Good.
I am a bit disappointed about losing the solar panel, but
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it was a setback, but. Okay, do you need the cord back?
We might have,
yeah.
We might have lost the vanilla market again.
I know.
Well, they don't have to like
that.
True.
That's true.
Right, so this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss the project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role. Looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
okay.
How that'll work, I guess.
As in within the team?
I think so, yeah.
Right, so it's just kind of open mic kind of thing?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Okay.
It is now.
I'm going to screw up an experiment. But I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, any thoughts?
Are we considering these points here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Starting blocks,
yeah. How did you guys feel about the process?
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually were relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology has definitely been a help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No.
No whiteboard.
We could now, if that would make up for it, but really.
And
I feel like if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would have changed, but because of room constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about the pen, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual.
Yeah, that's true.
It was pretty cool tech, though.
Definitely.
I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
Did you write your personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't get a response.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
Okay,
that'd be weird.
Attempts to contact coach.
Well, what kind of coaching is that, really? What if I really needed something?
So I until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
With the natural look.
It's very natural.
Organic, really.
It's good, so they had a peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, might I say, which is always a plus.
Yeah, but I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork was good.
And to prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of Play-Doh. We used every bit.
Nice. All four of those little containers.
Yeah. I guess my one criticism was that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
You could give out multiple skins, really.
I know. It could have been amazing.
Oh, well.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's fun, kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was, I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and
true.
Kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up, which was kind of fun.
But I feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information about this presentation at all.
That's true.
Nothing.
I
didn't even get an email. Like, that'd be great. So, yeah, I feel like that was slightly lacking. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity up.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
what to do.
Well, no, but also, when I was reporting about what each of us was doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
You know,
And then I also felt like, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface question, which is what the whole project was about.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together.
Yeah, that was fun. I think the most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already put together for you. Because if we didn't have that, there's no way we could have got all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
I think your leadership was quite good.
It was really good.
She said she actually made a comment off of it before you getting into this, and I really, I think it's true. I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a good thing, though.
It's kind of fun.
Give the rest of us some structure to work with, so hey.
So is that the first time you're taking on that kind of role?
The first time you've ever done anything like, project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, set up a party with your friends.
Yeah.
A
little different.
But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like a little.
Yeah.
Except for a couple moments where I just got out of hand and I knew we were going to our teeth.
I have to admit, as soon as we started, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
The whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Maybe it led us,
Possibly.
Like a remote control. Or a spaceship, if you use a spaceship, like us. Do you guys ever use the spaceship?
Oh, yeah.
Like us?
Yeah.
Still have.
You know,
totally.
The best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork at all?
Yeah. You don't.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was just.
Well, we didn't actually. Other than minor discussion at meetings, there wasn't, except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But I feel like if this was a team project, there actually would have been much more of the collaborative, brainstorming, use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not 3 hours worth of meetings.
I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I'm unconscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. It's kind of like hmm.
Yeah, that is kind of.
But, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? The whole process of.
I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much information? What was it that kept us from going to the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a record.
Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down and dealing with all these mics.
Yeah, that's it, because the mics are loose, and each time you get up, it's It's a possibility of tripping over something or getting tangled or.
Well, I don't know what I would have shown on that board.
True, but it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't know that I would have, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really needed the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
And it, I just use it because it's literally right in front of me.
I want to see the output files from the digital paper. I want to see what my handwriting looks like digitized, because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't.
I know, I felt like I needed to be professional, so I didn't wait for all of them. Okay, well, not entirely, but still, I do less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is gonna be like, you know, like what is the, what exactly we're looking for here.
So is this all new to you?
I don't know, I'm not sure if there's new ideas found.
New ideas.
Did it just say email, we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing, I got, in the email, I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was.
That slide was like that?
Mm-hmm, I didn't change this one at all.
Wow.
I guess we're on the right track.
Yeah, well.
Any new ideas with regard to your.
Regarding.
Control concepts?
No.
I feel like.
I think they still do their job.
I think they're fine, actually.
I am thinking outside the little square box though, literally, in like form.
Yeah, maybe a circle would be alright. Different.
This kind of makes you wonder, I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah, you can.
It's gotten technically car shaped and walking down the road.
Yeah.
Don't move. Kind of.
So this was.
Are we back into?
I don't know.
Project mode.
I think this is.
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time?
Forty-ish. I maybe we should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what, like, you know, what am I really doing? You know, what is.
Yeah. At the beginning it started out and I felt actually like under pressure of the first couple taking a lot of work, and I was like, I had brainstorming I was doing, and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another 2 minute presentation that you guys don't really care about, and I was like, oh, you know what I mean, like, we also knew where we were headed with it, so it didn't feel.
Definitely,
like
when I first filled out the questionnaire, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I had to, how much I stressed over it, and then by the time I got to the last one, I was like, yeah, not that much.
Yeah.
It was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you in your presentation, which wasn't so clear to me at the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all, though. Every single one, all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like 5 slides.
See, I only
did
got
you
blank
really?
Ones.
I just got blank ones. And
what? Really?
My slides were all like, they'd have a title, maybe.
Yeah, mine
and
too.
They were just empty.
Me too.
They didn't, have, they didn't like, mine, yeah, they didn't come like this, like with. This is what it looks like. This
like
is
those
what
words
that
already
like.
On it?
Literally, just like that.
I wonder why yours always looks so more complicated.
I deleted slides.
I think I added a slide one time.
I slide every time.
You had the whole new background.
That was pretty cool.
That was class.
It's a high moment of the experiment.
Thoughts come to mind.
I want to know how our product would fare.
I think it would fail. I think it'd be a huge disaster. Especially if it looked like that.
Okay. And an apple with a random button on top. Even I it was chemical. But you know, the whole
I we kind of designed it to look a little bit like a face. It's a happy face.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some other design modifications. I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some tinfoil from a random Kit Kat bar that you consumed.
By accident.
Interesting.
An interesting day all in all.
Yeah, I'd
say.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are especially between culture groups.
It seems like everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts thing, the whole concept phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the notion
it's a
of
functional item.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, it should be thought of. We should. I thought of rather than in terms of concepts, I thought of it in terms of like proposed idea, and then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know.
So we have more slides, or?
No, just this closing one. We've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know.
We got it today.
We did the project evaluation based on, Sarah's evaluation of on
us.
Okay,
but it was really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general. Which I'm not sure is the same thing. At the time, that just made more sense, but I could see if that you were really asking about it.
Yeah. Of course, we had a fight to think about it. And it's all recorded. And what I'm gonna put, I'm supposed to do this final report at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well. Otherwise, this seems like, you know, like the articles and stuff, like the covers and so forth. But I'll put most of it in the notes.
It'd be so cool if we get a copy of the recording.
I've done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say just in the middle of their sentences like that, but mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
There's a
guy studying it here. Yeah, he's studying
filler words
or something.
Yeah, they're called disfluences.
Disfluences.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and
just add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the.
I find myself hitting the send and receive button on the email a lot. Just
yeah.
Out of boredom.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we are addicts.
That's scary, yeah?
It is scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just throw on that A.
And imagine, we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, there's the internet. And you know, just in the past 5, we've gone from 28 modems to broadband all the time.
Yeah, I think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that it's so, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not regular. I mean, my grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94, but still.
It's crazy. So.
In the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and Gov network. It's basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household yet, because
right.
It hadn't been.
Yeah, it was to the like
protection
seven universities
and stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, that was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's all right.
Does that include like champagne or something exciting?
Should.
You can probably call that meeting to an end.
I think that's
part.
A closer.
Cool.
Has it been 40 minutes or whatever? Because it's been long enough.
Celebrate.
Where's your favorite?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
This is what I was meaning to play.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The default track.
Maybe I have a
different one. I thought it was David Burns looking at the eyeball. That's what it seems to be shipping with it for a while. Maybe this is the new version.
So is that a close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call
it. Okay, that's the end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. I feel good signing off.